We will be talking with a proponent of the proposed casino, Democratic State Senator from Kenosha, Bob Wirch, and we will also be talking with an opponent to the Kenosha Casino, Julaine Appling, who is president of Wisconsin Family Action. And we want to hear from you, too. So 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. All right, here we go. We have our guests a little bit earlier than usual because of our technical difficulties with NPR News. Let me welcome them. Bob Wirch is a Democratic State Senator from Kenosha. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Julaine Appling is president of the Wisconsin Family Action. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy, and Senator.
Let's start with you, Senator Wirch. Why should Governor Walker give the thumbs up to the Kenosha Casino proposal?
Well, it's an $800 million project for our area. We've been debating it for over 20 years down here. We've had two referendums, a city referendum and a county referendum in Kenosha, and it's passed by sizable margins, so it clearly has community support. And in part of my district in Racine, we have over 11% unemployment. And so while I am not a gambler, I am an advocate for these jobs because I've always said that a job is the best social program, and it will help our area.
All right. Well, Julaine Appling, you're against the project, mainly for social reasons. Why do you think Governor Walker should say no to this idea?
Well, first of all, I think the governor very clearly laid out criteria for this, and I think he needs to stick to those criteria, hold the line on that. We are pro-jobs, but we do believe that all jobs are not morally equivalent, and when you are attempting to this isn't like bringing any business or any corporation into Wisconsin to operate. Gambling comes with a unique set of problems and consequences, and so we don't believe long-term that this will be in the best interest of Kenosha in particular, but also in the best interest of the entire state. We believe jobs are important. We're pro-jobs. We want people to be employed, but this we believe will have more of a deleterious effect than a positive one.
Well, what are the negative effects you fear?
Well, casinos typically, and there's research to support this, but when casinos come into an area, typically certain types of crimes increase. In particular, you see things such as grand larceny, oftentimes break-ins, embezzlement, because what we know is that when a casino is near people, proximity is very important on gambling addictions. And when you put a new gambling establishment closer to people, you invite more people to engage in that, and it becomes addictive. And as a result of that, we have more problem gamblers and pathological gamblers. Look, we have, by Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling numbers, we are running over 300,000 people in this state with some kind of addictive gambling problem, whether it's pathological or what we categorize as a problem gambler. And quite honestly, when you have a new casino, you're upping the ante, excuse the pun there, that you're going to get more people with those problems. And the trickle-down of that is harmful to Wisconsin's very best natural resource, which is her families. Families are directly impacted when one of the family members gets involved with gambling. It often is the tipping point on divorce. It puts incredible stress on all the family members and certainly depletes family resources. We talk about bringing jobs in, but at the same time, we're bringing those jobs in on the backs of the people who least can afford a gambling problem typically.
Let me get Senator Wirch to respond to that. How do you feel about these concerns, the problem gambling, crime, the effects on the family that Julaine says will come along with a Kenosha casino?
Well, I would respectfully disagree, because I'd say the genie is out of the bottle. First of all, if you look around Kenosha, almost every gas station, every bar has gambling machines in them, gaming machines, and I think you see that throughout the state. And so to say that this is going to make a dramatic difference, if people want to gamble, they can do it right now. They can do it in many different areas. And, you know, the bottom line is listen to the people. This is a subject in our area where Democrats and Republicans agree. We have the chair of the Republican Party in Kenosha County doing advertisement for it, business and labor, and we've had two votes. So for your guests to say it's not good for Kenosha, well, we've listened to the people from Kenosha, and they've made a decision, and they want the casino.
What about Senator Wirch, Governor Walker's original criteria that he said in order to proceed with this Kenosha casino, that all of the state's Indian tribes had to be on board, that there had to be agreement or consensus, and two are not on board. The Potawatomi, who have the casino in Milwaukee, say no, and the Ho-Chunk are not backing it either. So if that was his original criteria, why shouldn't he just make the decision, no, we're not doing this?
Well, it's kind of seen as a joke in Kenosha, quite frankly. It's like if you wanted to open up a grocery store, you would have to have all of your competitors, other grocery stores, agree. And for a governor who says he's a conservative Republican, who says he's for free enterprise, to put up barriers like that, I think is just wrong and contradictory for him to do.
Yeah, what about no net increase in gambling? Can that actually happen if you're going to open a new casino?
Well, I've been around long enough. I came in under Tommy Thompson and Doyle and other governors. Governors can make it happen. We're one signature away. He could go into a room and talk to the Menominee, perhaps have them shut down the casino establishment that they have for gambling in the other part of the state. We're one signature away, and I never underestimate the power of a governor. He could make this happen, and it's all about free enterprise.
Well, Julaine, what about the genie's out of the bottle, and the people of Kenosha want it, so therefore they should have it?
Well, casinos are different from walking into a gas station and finding a slot machine or something of that nature. And certainly we have a proliferation of gambling. I agree with the senator on that. But casinos raise this to a whole new level, because then it becomes part and parcel of a community. And the other thing about this one is this would be the first off-reservation casino of this type. We have some others that have been grandfathered in under regulations that were put in place a number of years ago. But this one would open up a can of worms for other tribes to come in and say, look, we want them here, we want them here, we want them here. And I think one thing people need to understand, once that land is deeded over, once Kenosha turns that land over to the Menominee tribe, it is theirs in perpetuity. And that land then is no longer under the national sovereignty of the tribe. It's not going back to Kenosha proper. And this is something we pointed out when we were dealing with the one in Sheboygan that was proposed last year. And that bothered the people. A lot of the facts and things don't come out about this. It's not quite as simple as the senator makes it sound. I would also say that governor needs to stick to those criteria. He laid them out. He needs to abide by them.
Mm-hmm. Senator Wirch, our response?
I would say, first of all, the land in question we're talking about now is the former dog track. And it is a white elephant in our community. It's not being used for anything. And so certainly we would like to see a casino there. And I might point out that we are a border community with Illinois. And the rumblings in this area is if we don't build it here, they'll build it in Waukegan right over the state line. So we would rather have those jobs and the money here in Wisconsin.
We are talking with Bob Wirch, Democratic State Senator from Kenosha, who is in favor of the Menominee Indian Tribe's proposal to build an off-reservation casino in Kenosha. And we are also talking with Julaine Appling, who is president of the Wisconsin Family Action. She is against the proposal to build this Kenosha casino. We wonder what points you would like them to address in this big question segment, and we wonder if you think the governor should approve or reject the Kenosha casino. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, tweet us on Twitter @JoyCardineShow. Or you can vote in our online poll at WPR.org/joy. Should Governor Walker approve or reject the Menominee Indian Tribe's proposal for a casino in Kenosha? That's today's big question. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 17 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, November 13th. We have two guests who have different answers to our big question, and we welcome your questions and points for them, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. What do you think? Do you think that this project would be good for jobs and the economy? Or do you think the social ills associated with gambling outweigh any potential benefits? Let us know what you think. We have a number of callers and lots of Facebook comments and emails as well. Let me start with Charles on Facebook, who says, "So, first of all, we have to stop referring to it as a proposed Indian casino." He says, "This is a Hard Rock Cafe exploiting tribal rights as a conduit for corporate gambling." Senator Wirch, explain to us what exactly is being proposed here.
Well, first of all, we're very happy to have the partnership with Hard Rock. They bring in credibility. They bring in financial backing. They bring in great entertainment for this project. And so, of course, this is, corporate. We need corporate backing to be legitimate. And that was the one rap against the Menominee before, that they didn't have a good developer. Well, they came in with a four-star developer in Hard Rock, and so in our area, we think this is a tremendous plus for the development.
Yeah, another caller wondered, well, he was talking about this being an off-reservation casino. What is the difference, he wonders, and aren't we opening up a Pandora's box by allowing the Menominee, who have their reservation in East Central Wisconsin, to open up a casino in Kenosha? Can you tell us why this is happening?
Well, they've been invited in by the community. The land is available, and I just think it's important. I think one thing we have to remember, too, the Menominee are one of the poorest tribes in the state, with a great deal of poverty. This is an opportunity for them, whereas the Potawatomi is one of the richest tribes in the state. And so I just think that this is advantageous both for local people and the Menominee tribe.
And the Potawatomi, it should be noted, their tribe is Forest County, if I'm not mistaken, and they opened up an off-reservation casino in Milwaukee.
In the Menominee Valley.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's true.
That's right.
But the Potawatomi and Milwaukee officials are saying that if this Kenosha casino project opens up, it's going to take jobs away from Milwaukee.
Well, I think that's a false argument. First of all, for many years, the proposal sat in the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Washington. The Bureau of Indian Affairs represents all of the tribes. They looked at it very carefully. They would not have made the decision if they felt it was going to hurt the Potawatomi. In fact, some former Potawatomi officials have even said it would have minimal effect on jobs in Milwaukee.
Yeah, Julaine Appling, any comment on, I guess, the concerns of our Facebook commenters?
Well, sure. I think the person who indicated that bringing in the Hard Rock Entertainment that's a valid point, and it will become in some people's minds a destination. I would argue that it's not the kind of destination that we need to be having here in Wisconsin. And I would also say that I do believe that because we have 22 or 23 other casinos in this state, that number one, I don't see how you get a net increase in jobs out of that. Number two, I don't see how you don't get net gambling increase out of that. And because it would have to be very carefully crafted, some kind of an agreement from the other tribes to be able to say, well, we're going to close down this one, or, you know, shut down this X number of tables in another casino or something of that nature. And so I just think this is a very bad trade-off for our state. I want to reiterate, when the state starts looking at adding a casino, what they're saying is they're just fine with building this industry on behalf of the tribes on the backs of the people in our state who can least afford to gamble. And that is statistically what happens. It is built on the backs of people who think there's a get-rich mechanism. And let's face it, the casino, literally the house is stacked against you. And they have fabulous profits, and it's built on it. It's because people go and gamble away precious family resources that they can ill afford to do it. This is not the way that we should be looking at bringing business and jobs into this, into Wisconsin. We've been very successful with encouraging other businesses to come into the state. We can continue to do that. We don't have to go this route.
Julaine, just because a casino is built, that doesn't mean people have to go there. What about personal responsibility?
Well, certainly there is, we've talked enough that you know I'm mm-hmm. strong on personal responsibility. However, we statistically know that people, when a casino is built near them, they're much more likely to try it. I just read something online where a gal said she said she had never gambled. A friend said, "Oh, come on, go to a casino." It was right here in Wisconsin. She was a professor in one of our colleges. And lo and behold, she walked in and she said, "It only took me one time to sit down in front of a slot machine to get addicted." And she fell into that. These things do happen. Yes, that's one anecdote, but it does happen, and we can't discount that. And so, we're right now in a situation in this state where basically no person in this state has to drive over 2 hours to get to a casino. And I do believe that you open Pandora's box when you put another and truly a different type of off-reservation casino, because this one would not be grandfathered in. This would be the first one we approved without any regulation, just saying, go ahead and do it. How do you then tell the other tribes no? And that's why the governor needs to stick to his criteria.
Senator Wirch, how do you tell other tribes no?
Once again, respectfully disagree. The only time I was ever at the Pottawatomie Casino was to see a music act. Actually, it was the late Levon Helm Band, and I'm a fan. I went up there a couple of years ago, and other people want to come to our casino because of the music acts that will be coming in due to Hard Rock, perhaps get a meal. There's even talk of a hotel and a convention business there, so it's not just gambling, and there are many people who can go into a casino and set a $50 limit or $100 limit and have a good time.
Let's take another caller. Bill in Lancaster is with us. Hello, Bill.
Hi. Your second guest pretty much made all my points. I just wanted to fundamentally disagree with the Mr. Wirch. A job is not a job. There's good jobs and there's bad jobs. There's good businesses and there's bad businesses. A casino is a bad business. Its fundamental business model is take money from people through games of chance. When you went to that concert, you made the casino no money. The reason they have the concerts is to get you in there to gamble. I would oppose any casino that anybody owned, not just Indians. And I would like to see the Indians get into other business models other than the easy money casino business model. Why don't they build hospitals?
All right, thank you. I didn't mean to cut you short there, but we're coming up on news, and I need at least I hope we have news coming up. Senator Wirch, a job is not a job.
First of all, this is a free society, and I respectfully disagree that government should not tell people how to spend their money. People have the right. I choose not to gamble. That is an individual decision out there, and government shouldn't tell you what to do with your hard-earned money.
How badly, Senator Wirch, would you say Kenosha needs these jobs?
Well, more so, I cover Kenosha and Racine, and once again, 11.3% unemployment. I've walked the neighborhoods. I've seen the heartbreak out there to people that want jobs. They're working part-time. There's discouraged workers. There's people that have had a series of temporary jobs. We need those jobs. Of course I would prefer manufacturing jobs, but those jobs are in China. They're not coming back. And I think we have a duty to help semi-skilled people out there who simply can't qualify for some of the better jobs. And by the way, we see a lot of university graduates looking for jobs out there. So jobs are very important.
Let's go to Kathy in Madison next. Hello, Kathy.
Hi. I have mixed feelings about the casino. I don't live in the area, but I think this casino is nothing but a wealth transfer between those who are math challenged and those who are not. But on the other hand, if the casino isn't built in Kenosha, it will be built in Illinois. So it's a mixed blessing. One other point that I want to make to Senator Wirch is that he keeps talking about these referendums that the people in that area passed, and he would hope that the governor would uphold the opinion of the people down there. I would point out to him that there were also referendums that and particularly it was the sick leave one in Milwaukee that the governor shot down. He doesn't care about the opinion of people.
I'm not going to change the subject there on that, but because we have news coming up, let me go to Julaine Appling first to respond in our couple of minutes here before news to if the casino is not in Kenosha. Our caller says it's going to end up in Illinois, so it's going to be somewhere.
Well, you know what? I would say fine. Illinois, you want to bring all of that comes with a casino, have at it. We have higher standards here. We care more about our people than that. And let me also say though very quickly that the entertainment that Senator Wirch is talking about coming in, there are places around this country and including here in Wisconsin where you can have fabulous entertainment without attaching a casino to it. This is not a required both and. You can do the entertainment without the enticement. And the caller was exactly right. They add the entertainment as an enticement, and because they know the addictive nature of gambling, and they capitalize on it. And so I think this is an opportunity for the state to say through our governor, look, we have better to offer. And we're going to keep driving for jobs. The governor has made good in many, many ways on bringing jobs here to this state. Let's continue down that path. Stick to the criteria. Let's make the decision. Quit delaying on it. This is very uncharacteristic of this governor to protract a decision like this. I'm a little bit baffled by that, by the way. But this is an opportunity. And by the way, the referendum that should be mattering is the one that we passed in this state years ago that said we weren't going to do this type of gambling in Wisconsin. Well, I don't know why nobody's talking about that.
Well, we will we'll get to that. We touched on it, I thought, a little bit ago in terms of that referendum said no expansion of gambling. And the governor did say there should be no increase or net increase in gambling if this proposal were to go through. We'll get Senator Wirch to respond to that after we check the latest news, if we have the news. We are talking with Julaine Appling, president of Wisconsin Family Action, and Bob Wirch, Democratic State Senator from Kenosha. Our big question is whether the governor should approve or reject the Kenosha Casino. We'll continue after the news. This is the Ideas Network. Governor Scott Walker was going to make a decision on the proposed Kenosha Casino originally by October 25th. Then he delayed that decision for about a week. And then he postponed it again and said he had no timetable to make this decision. On Monday, he said his decision on the proposal by the Menominee Indian Tribe to open this casino in Kenosha may be months away. And he also was urging groups to stop radio and television advertising on the issue. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up now on 7:37 on this Wednesday, November 13th. In today's big question, we have two guests with us who are discussing whether or not the governor should reject or approve the Menominee Indian Tribe's proposal to open a casino in Kenosha. And we welcome your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking with Julaine Appling, who is president of Wisconsin Family Action. She is opposed to the new casino or the proposed casino in Kenosha. And we are also talking with Bob Wirch, who is a Democratic state senator from Kenosha. He is in favor of the project. And Senator Wirch, picking up from before news, we had Julaine Appling mention this referendum that we had in the state many, many years ago, where we said, as a citizenry, enough gambling. This is it. So why is there even a proposal for another casino? Oops, I'm sorry. We have to push the right buttons. I apologize, Senator Wirch.
Okay, well, first of all, there has been an expansion of gambling since that referendum. As I mentioned before, the gambling machines in almost every gas station and tavern around, to me, that's an expansion of gambling. Number two, if you want to negotiate or keep the so-called pretense that there's no expansion, you simply talk to the Menominee about shutting down their Kashina gambling establishment and opening one in Kenosha. So, you know, the people want to gamble. That's the bottom line. And, you know, we're putting ideology, I think, in up front and not listening to the people.
Yeah. Let's take another call from Joan in Williams Bay. Hi, Joan.
Hi, good morning. My sister lived in Santa Fe. Within 20 minutes, there was three or four gambling establishments available. And she and her husband, you know, are up in age, and they enjoyed going for the food, you know, the dinner. But then slowly she got addicted to the gambling. And it got to be a problem. If there's going to be gambling, which I don't think there should be, they should have a class for the people to tell them the addiction part of it before they let them into the casino. Yeah, you know, like you would do if you go get a medical opinion on a operation. If you will be informed of the consequences, you know, or what it involves. Then they'll go in fully knowing that and making a better choice.
Is there anything the state does, Senator Wirch, for problem gamblers or people who have an addiction?
Well, I certainly agree that that option should be out there for people that have a problem, that we can that they can deal with it. I know they advertise to call a certain number if you have a problem in the family, and I agree that we should help problem gamblers.
Mm-hmm. And Julaine Appling, what's your response?
Well, ironically, when all of these compacts were put together years ago, one of the things that was required is that tribes have to put money in to the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling. Now, they don't pay the full ride for that operation of that organization. But if you talk to Rose Gruber, who is the executive director of Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling, and ask her to show you the statistics, the numbers of people who are seeking help through that organization's hotline is just going up and up and up. I know 2 years ago there were record number of calls. The report from last year was it was a near record year, and we're on pace again, I suspect, in this state to have another near record or record-breaking year this year. People are recognizing that they have a problem. I think this lady's suggestion is fabulous. You know, when they come into the casino, before you go start playing the games, you've got to sit through this class. I also want to say quickly, though, Senator keeps referring to the free enterprise and that. Interestingly, in this state, the one thing that is not open and subject to free enterprise is casino gambling. Only the tribes can do it. Only the tribes. And in spite of the fact that we did pass a referendum that said, you know, those things are illegal. By the way, I don't work under a pretense that we have a no expansion of gambling. I'm keenly aware that we violated this referendum and the will of the people as expressed back in the 1990s on this. My point is, we don't need another casino to add to a to the problem.
Let me just say this: that we heard a lot of these doom and gloom scenarios when the dog tracks came into the state a few years ago, and we heard that the criminal element would be moving in. We heard about addictive behavior. It didn't happen with the dog tracks in the area. And so I think that's been important with our chief of police down here and our sheriff and people. They saw that the dog tracks did not cause the problems that have been talked about.
Senator Wirch, Julianne Appling also said in her last half hour that she was a little baffled that our usually very decisive governor was postponing his decision on this when he had set some clear criteria to begin with and now seems to be delaying or backing away from that. What's your thought as to why the governor is still thinking about this?
Well, I think it is very good news for the Menominee and the proponents for a casino. My guess is that there's a lot of hard negotiating going on behind the scenes. Everybody is trying to get the best deal that they can, and I think that there will be a casino. It's easy to say no, but I think these are unique circumstances down here. When you have Robin Voss, a hardcore conservative, and Democrat Peter Barca both backing the casino, business and labor have been putting pressure on this governor. It is a force down in this area like I've never seen before for jobs.
Mm-hmm. So business and labor, Julianne Appling, and Republicans and Democrats all twisting the governor's arm to say yes. Do you agree with Senator Wirch that it looks like a casino is going to end up in Kenosha?
Well, I hope not. I hope that the governor sticks to what he said. No net increase in gambling, agreement by the community, and the senator has pointed out there are two local referendums that the people have said, so you know maybe they meet that, and agreement by all the tribes. To me, the delay, I can't answer for why the delay. I hope it is not indicative that the governor is going to back down from his criteria. You know, the criteria weren't a surprise. The governor had laid those out. He had made it clear to everyone and said, this is what has to be met. I went out 60 days, and we went out a week, and then we went out beyond that, and now we've pushed it to the Department of Administration. I'm hopeful that this is sincere investigation and that it is not an attempt to back down from the criteria. I have a great deal of confidence in this governor. I've appreciated so much of what he's done. I hope that he sticks to what he laid out here originally. It'll be good for this state if he does. By the way, it's interesting to me that everybody's all rah-rah about bringing in these union jobs. That to me also, in a state where we just went through all we've gone through on this on the union side of things, it is a bit of a puzzle to me, to be honest.
Well, let's go to Will in Appleton next. Hi, Will.
Hi. I just kind of wanted to comment on the whole addiction side of gambling. I'm a recovering alcoholic myself. I also quit smoking cigarettes. There's a bar on every corner. And, you know, I don't really necessarily think that those all need to be taken away because I can't handle my drinking. I think addiction is something that needs to be educated on more in this country. And I don't think we need to protect people from themselves. I think people need to make their own choices, and if it's going to bring in more money and help out the state with jobs and income and revenue, I think we should go for it and stop trying to protect people from themselves. And that's all. I'll take my comments off the air.
All right, Julianne Appling.
Well, you know, on one level, I certainly understand what this caller's saying. On another level, if we go down that line, where does that stop? What types of things then do we say no? That is a bad business for us to legalize and promote in our state. I think there's some very dangerous paths there that could happen as a result of following that line of thinking to its logical conclusions. and we know, I know bars advertise, but I know that casinos advertise in a different way. And one of our earlier callers pointed that out. By adding the entertainment factor, that is a powerful draw to get people into those environments and get them hooked on gambling. And by the way, I suppose in one way you could argue that people spend money in bars and increase their addictions and increase their problems in their families. And you certainly can make that argument in casinos, and why we would seek that as a means of bringing jobs into the state in any kind of significant number is beyond me.
Let's here's one for Senator Wirch to address. Ginny on Facebook says, the money that the low to middle income people spend on gambling, most of which they lose, is money that would likely have been spent on real products and real services that have real benefits for the people and the community, not just the tribe who owns the casino. Gambling is not a victimless activity. What about that, Senator Wirch, that the people in the community are just going to lose all their money to the slots, and that's not going to help the economy of the area?
Well, I would agree in one way. As I said before, I would prefer manufacturing jobs. Those jobs are not coming back. Let me say, as a legislator, I have seen the slashing of the social safety net out there, whether it's food stamps, making it harder for people to get unemployment compensation, and now we're being picky about we don't want certain type of jobs. That's a dilemma out there, that we don't want certain type of jobs, but we're making it harder for people to exist with social programs. We can't be fussy. We need the jobs.
Let's go to Mary in Chippewa Falls. Hi, Mary. Mary, go ahead.
Oh, hello. See, I used to live up near
Mary, you need to talk right into the receiver of your phone because we can't hear you.
Okay. Just a second. Hello? Now, is that better?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I used to live up near Bayfield, and there's a couple casinos there and real close by, and the people were really nice. And I don't gamble. I just think it's the most boring thing in the world. But people do, and I agree with that guy that said, we're not in the, why should we tell other people how to, why should we keep businesses away because some people do, get addicted to them. The thing is, I think that would bring, especially with the Hard Rock Cafe too, wouldn't it bring more tourists up to our area? And that's going to help the whole economy, because really we have a tourist economy in the state. And we need that. We need more draw up here.
Yeah, and this is in Kenosha, of course, but Senator Wirch, you think there's going to be some tourism because of this?
Yes, definitely. People will come in to see the music acts. And I agree with the caller. I find gambling boring. I'm not a gambler, but I'm a passionate advocate for these jobs. I think the best social program is a job.
Well, we're going to wrap up our debate portion of the big question and have our sound off in just a couple of minutes. We'll give both of our guests, though, an opportunity for closing arguments. Since we will give Senator Wirch first dibs at closing arguments, why should Governor Walker approve the Kenosha Casino?
Well, first of all, it has the overwhelming support of the people in our area. We have double-digit unemployment here, and I'm a history major. In the depths of the Great Depression, people were still gambling pennies. People like to gamble, and I just think it's part of our culture and individual responsibility. If you choose not to gamble, so be it. I choose that, but the government should not tell you how to make your choices.
And Julian Appling, why should Governor Walker reject the casino?
Well, first of all, he should reject it because he set out very clear criteria. He should stick to those criteria and demand that all three of them be met. And secondly, I'm a passionate advocate for the families of this state, our best natural resource. Gambling, the proliferation of gambling, putting a new casino down in Kenosha is deleterious to our best natural resource, our families, and I don't believe overall on the state, and if you look at the entire state, that the net financial effect of this type of expansion will be favorable to our state at all.
Julaine Appling is president of Wisconsin Family Action. Bob Wirch is a Democratic state senator from Kenosha. We thank both of them very much for being our guests for this big question on whether or not Governor Walker should approve or reject the Kenosha Casino. So now it's your turn to sound off. You've heard from both sides. What do you think? We'll give you 30 seconds in our sound off. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Should Governor Walker approve or reject the Kenosha Casino? That's been today's big question, and it's your turn to sound off. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Yes, no, why? 30 seconds. Let's go to, oh, I don't know why we're not having luck here with putting a caller on the air. That's too bad. Huh. Terry, are you there? I'm having a problem with our phone system. So now we'll go to Tim in Burlington. Hello, Tim.
Yes, hello. Your male guest in there said we need any jobs we can get. We can't be fussy about them. And why isn't he saying it's legal to do prostitution? I mean, same thing. Thanks.
All right, so we have a no. Thank you very much. Let's go next to Carol in northern Wisconsin. Hi, Carol.
Hi, I vote yes because, well, the casino I work at employs 300 people and they pay great benefits, and I myself get paid very well, and I think it would be great for their economy.
All right, thank you very much. We'll go next. I don't know why we're having a problem with line two specifically. So Jerry in Genesee Depot is with us. Hi, Jerry.
I'm against this program. Having been a banker for many years of my life, I've seen how destructive it is. But my biggest concern is when people blow their money away, I do not want to take care of them. That's my concern mostly. If they're stupid enough, don't bother me with it. Just go off in the corner and suffer. Take care.
So I'm sorry, I missed that. Do you think that the governor should say yes or no?
No, you should say no.
All right, thanks very much. Let's go to Ron in Eau Claire next. Hi, Ron.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What do you think?
I think you should vote it down and absolutely say no and stand to what he said before. He made the three criteria. It was not met. So if he had any backbone, he would turn it down. But I believe he's probably negotiating to see where the money trail is. That's my take on it. You have a super day.
All right, thanks very much. Well, I will say that when he talked to reporters on Monday, the governor did urge groups to stop any radio and television advertising for or against the casino. And he also implied that they should refrain from making political contributions based on this issue. Didn't tell them they couldn't, but he said they should, apparently he hinted that they should refrain. All right, Terry in Kenosha, now we finally got that line to work. I'm sorry, Terry, go ahead.
That's okay. I am for the Kenosha casino because I have been in Kenosha, watched the DM plant close, watched Snap-on downsize, Jockey downsize. There is no industry in Kenosha. And I just think I've heard so many reports saying that the jobs aren't out there for unskilled workers. And if a casino comes in willing to train, these are the jobs that we've been waiting for the families that really need it. So I am for the casino.
Thank you very much. Now we go to Ron in McFarland. Hello, Ron.
Hi. I'd like to say no. I don't think gambling is a good thing to create jobs. If it was a resort or something of that nature that could create jobs, that would be great, but not with gambling.
All right. Thank you very much, Ron. We have Carl in New Berlin who says, no more casinos. Close the ones that exist now. Gambling is a plague and should be discouraged. It does nothing to build true wealth in a society. So the no's are running ahead so far, at least on air. Jeff in Wanakee is with us. Hello, Jeff.
Oh, hi, Joy. Yeah, the governor promised 250,000 jobs. He got a huge donation from the Potawatomi Bingo tribe, so that weighs heavily on his decision-making process. We need to grow middle-class jobs. This is not going to grow middle-class jobs. People are not going to be able to step up the ladder and get themselves out of poverty with a casino, so I vote no.
All right. Thanks very much. I think we're going to have to leave it there because we don't have time for any more calls on air. You can continue voting online, though, if you'd like to do that. Go to WPR.org/joy and vote away. Thanks very much to Bill Martins, to Christy Taylor for producing and directing this program. Thank you for listening. On air during this sound-off portion, we had six of you say no to the casino, reject it, and three of you saying yes. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.